Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah Daf Mem in the Art School Ois V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Yud, starting in the end of the sixth line from the bottom on Daf Lametes Amud Beis. The Gemara brings the Mishnah that someone who says Moidim twice, Moidim Mishaski Moisoy, you silence him. Silencing the ones that are saying Shkar. So someone says Moidim twice, it seems like there's two Rishuyos, which is a Sheker, so you have to silence him. Says the Gemara, that's only Bitzibur. But Yochid, one could double the Loshen. It's a Loshen of Tachnunim. When a person davens, he doubles his Loshen. For the Kavosa, similarly, Amin, Amin, Shma, Shma. The Hinala do it Bitzibur, but Hinala do it Biyochid. Says the Gemara, Turgam on Shuoim Elivne Chocham, meaning the one who stands in front of the Chocham. There's a Chocham giving the shir, and in front of them is the Amoyua who says out loud what the Chocham said. So Einu Rashi, this Turgam on it can't literally Shanois, can't change what the Rebbe said. Lo the Chanos, he can't when he says a name to say a nickname instead. For Lo Loisiv, he can't add to the shir. Says the Gemara of a Mem Amud Aleph, and Lim Kenya Oviv Rabbi, except if he's mentioning the father or the Rebbe of the Turgam on of the Samoyua. So the cover the Rav, cover the father, he could change the name. The Gemara brings a few examples. Rabbi Dos ava amoyru de avyoso. Rabbi Dos was the amoyru for Rav Yoso. Milin de shoma minavui. Anything that he himself heard from his father, havo oma kach oma Rebbe b'shem abo. So you just say, Rebbe said the name of his father. He didn't say the name of his father. Milin de lo shoma minavui. Whatever he did not hear from his father directly, havo oma kach oma Rebbe b'shem abo. So then he said, Rebbe said the name of Rabbi Lozer. Who is Rabbi Lozer? So according to Rabbi Chaim's Pirush, this is the Pirush of the Korban Eida, Rabbi Lozer is the father of Rabbi Das. So if he himself heard it from his father, so he said the name of father. But if he did not hear directly from his father, he heard it only from the Rav who said the name of his father. So because the Rebbe mentioned the name of his father, and he's quoting the Rebbe only, so he's going to mention the name of the father. So even though that's already also, he's mentioned the name of his father, not Kovet, but because he did not hear it directly, so that's such a chisorin of the Kovet. The Pnei Moshe says differently. He says Rabbi Lozer is not the father of Rabbi Dos. He is the Rebbe of the father of Rabbi Dos. So whatever Rabbi Dos heard from his father, he says, Abba said this way. But every denying from his father, meaning he came from the Rebbe of his father, so he just mentioned the Rebbe of his father. The Gemara brings another story by Yeshito, Hava Amoyra de Ravo. He was the one in front of Ravo. Meaning to show me Ravo, whatever you heard from his father, Hava Amai Ken, Amai Rebbe Bishamabo. This is what Rebbe said, name of father. Meaning to show me Ravo, he would have been down here direct from his father, Hava Amai Ken, Amai Rebbe Bishamim Chinino. This is what Rebbe said, name of Chinino, Kutub Chaim, the name of his father was Chinino. Ramano kad de Avis Moyer Bechavroso, Meaning to show me Ravo Beveso. When he used to tell the Chaburo, what he heard from his father at home, he used to say, we're going to use the Gersa of Rav Chaim, Omar Ken Obar Omar Abba. This is what he heard from father. But immediately in the Shomin Avui Beis Vaido, whatever he heard from his father in the Beis Medrash, it was said to everybody else, Hava Omar Kach Amar Abyeinu, then he said the name of his father, the Rebbe, because that's how he revealed himself. That's how he was talking. He was talking as the Rebbe in the Beis Medrash, so he mentioned him as a Rebbe. If he was at home, he mentioned him as a father. The way he revealed and talked to his son, that's the way the son called him. Says the Gemara, Mechanim Be'arayas, the Mishnah says, some of those Kinyu Be'arayas, so you silence him. What does it mean? Bar Yosef Davui, Uvar Yosef Deimei. So Chaim explains, it means, he's talking about Gnus of the father, Gnus of the mother. That the Torah is not saying not to do Arayas, but not to be Mivaz of the father and mother, which is now the correct explanation in the Torah. And another apostrophe that he's changing, says, Mizar Cholot Yiten La'avir La'moylech, means Zarachol Titen La'avor Bar Miuso, don't let your children to marry a non-Jew. Tani Rabbi Shmuel, to explain what it means, says, what this person says as a mistake, is this Shunoyse Aramis, someone who marries a non-Jew, Umamid Yimeno Bonim, and he has children, Mamid Oivim Lamokim. So he's having an enemy to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what it means, Lot Titen La'avir La'moylech. But you silence it because that's not the pshat in the pasuk. The pshat is moilech of the zoro, is to put the kids between the fires, and that was this issur that Torah is talking about. Halach yudah azok demishto, maisi Reuven nikro veloy mitargim. The story of Reuven in the Torah, you read it in shul, but you don't translate it because of the cover of the Reuven. Referring to the pasuk that says, vayishkav is bilo pilegesh aviv. Ma'ase Tomar, Nikar B'Targum. The story of Tamar, you read and you do Targum, even though at the beginning it seems inappropriate for Yehuda, but in the end it gives a lot of cover for Yehuda because he was Moide, he admitted he did something wrong. Ma'ase Egel Arishur, in the first part of the Egel, Nikar B'Targum, you can read and translate because they were talking about Am Yisrael as a whole. Vashani, the second part of the Egel, which is more referring to Aaron, it says to the Gnus of Aaron, Nikro, you read it in Shul, Valor Metallic, you don't translate. Birkas Koyanim, Umaisa David, the Amnon, the Birkas Koyanim in the Torah, and the story of David and Amnon in the Novi, Loi Nikri, Valor Metallic, you don't read it, and you don't do a Targum, that's the Girsa of the Yerushalmi in the Mishnah. The Girsa of the Bavli in the Mishnah is Nikri, we do read it, Valor Metallic, we don't translate. The reason you don't translate it because it says Yisro Hashem Ponov, and the translation will bring a question. How can it be that Kishbuk has favorism? He's not supporting the Am Yisrael. And the answer is, he's not supporting the Am Yisrael because the Am Yisrael is not supporting the Kishbuk, who goes to the Lefli Mishru Asadin to do Rotzen Hashem. But you don't translate not to bring that question up. So the Gemara Ksiv, Asher Chachom Yegidu Loi Kichadu Me'avoisom. They say, and they're not embarrassed to go back. I mean, you talk about Yehudo that said he was Moide. Talk about Reuven that was Moide, they did something wrong. Maschar Not Lokach, what's the reward that says in it? Lehem Levodom Nitna Oretz V'loi Ovar Zar B'toichom. So Lehem Levodom Nitna Oretz means they got something special. That Yehudo got Malchus and Reuven got the first Chelik in Eretz Yisrael Be'ever Hayarden. Because in the brachos the Moshe Rabbeinu gave them, it says Yehud and Reuven one next to each other. Because the Gemara we learned in the Mishnah that the first part of the Egel Rishon, you read in the Targum, Egel Sheni, you don't do the Targum. Ezu Ma'ase Egel Sheni, what is it? Avsimun Moshe Rishon Levi Mitshuva Sheishiv Moshe Es Aaron At Kiporah Aaron Leshipto Bekamehim. So from this question, the Moshe Rabbeinu is asking Aaron, what did you do? Ma Oslocham Azeh. So that from there you don't translate. From the answer that Aaron answered Moshe Rabbeinu's question. The only reason is because we don't say something embarrassing of Aaron. So we're taking away that whole part. Question, where exactly that part begins? Which pasuk specifically the Targum we don't want to say what it says? Mocha Hashem Yas Amo, Hashem punished the nation. Al Asher also say because he did the Egel, Asher also Aaron Cohen did. Around my ukva mishabon and tamon loy domi gnei the yochid b'tzibur gnei tzibur b'tzibur. What's the reason that egel rishon you read egel sheni you don't? Because egel sheni that mentions Aaron, it's a gnei of an individual to come and say in public. The egel rishon is the gnei of Am Yisrael as a whole. It's not so bad to have a gnei of a whole Am Yisrael than to have to specifically point out one person. And now continues the Gemara to speak about Birkas Kohanim. V'hazakei d'homer v'chal b'shav chuno, Birkas Kohanim loy nikoros v'loy mitakim. Is that the Gerus of Rav Chaim? Meaning to say that our Mishnah, the Gerus says you don't read Birkas Kohanim at all. So says the one that would base, why not? Rabbo bar koyin bo kamei avyoisi, my time, omelei koyse varchu levrocho nisno v'loy nisno lekriyo. It's only given for brocho and not to be read in shul. It's a special exas akosov that you don't read it. And regarding David and Amnon is because of the embarrassment of the story, so we don't mention it at all. As Rav Chaim points out, in the Torah, there's no such thing as skipping a part of the Torah. But the Navi, you don't have to read everything. You don't have to read every part of the Navi. Halach yud beis is ok demishto. Ein maftirim b'merkova. You do not do haftar with the Merkava that mentions Sefer Yecheskel, so people are going to start looking into the Merkava and they ask questions about it with something which is too high and not understood to most people. If you have the Mati, really says you could do it. You don't do the haftar when it says the bad things of Yerushalayim because of the covet of Yerushalayim. So the Mati, Maftirim, Merkava, Abu Dhamati, Ablazoim, Maftir, Bohidas, Yerushalayim, Estav, Yisrael. That's really a quote of the Mishnah. So one got up and did do the after all. It says he's looking at Toi Avos Yerushalayim. Let's go check his Toi Avos. Let's see if he has any issue. They checked and they found he was a mom. There was a Toi Avos of his mother. So that fact that he came and said Toi Avos Yerushalayim in public showed that he himself had something wrong. Continues the Gemara now. From here on, the Gemara is going to bring the halachas of mezuzah. What does it have to do over here in this mesechta? So Reb Chaim says he's suggesting maybe, because we mentioned the idea of tefillin before, that tefillin should not be round, so we're mentioning also the idea of mezuzahs that has to do with sakana that mezuzah can bring. And because we do not have another place in the Yerushalmi speak about mezuzah, so it was put over here. It says the Gemara, V'dom mezuzah yavin lehecho. Where is the place of the mezuzah in the door? Rav Zehoiro, Rav Yudo, B'Sheshmuel, Mishal Shavinoiso, B'Tchila Shlisheilin. You take the entire door, you measure the top third, And if you measure from bottom to top, when you get to the top third, right there in the beginning, you put in there the mezuzah in that place. You cut the door in measurement into half. They take the top part and divide into three. And going from bottom to top, you put it in the end of the first third. Meaning you have a third, you have the top half is divided into three. You go up to the third of the first half, and that's where you put the mezuzah. Says the Gemara, my b'nei, what's the chilk between these two explanations? Makoy mezuzah b'nei. The mezuzah itself, where is it? The mandorm that says tchila shlisha el yoin means the mezuzah is within the confines of the top third of the door. The mandorm that says you take the half, divide into three, and put it on the top of the bottom third, that means the mezuzah is right below the third of the Pesach. Because when you take a half and divide into three, the top two thirds are equal to a third of the whole door. So you're putting below the third, now within the third. So you want by Tavi Shol Avitzchok. What happens if you have a very high gate and it's very tall? Do you still put it in the top third? No, and then you put it next to your shoulders. That's what they did in the Spanish of Chanino. The mezuzah Rebbe was put down, laying down. Instead of putting it standing, they put it laying down, and then they made a hole and put that in there. Talia Badelis. Sakona shein bo mitzvah. If you put the mezuzah on the door, instead of put on the doorpost, so it's a sakona, because there's no protection, and it's not a mitzvah. Chokak b'roi shamakil v'inicho b'moko shein roi loy. He took a stick, and he put there a hole and put the mezuzah in it, and he put it on the place which is not roi, meaning not in the doorpost. It's sakona shein bo mitzvah. It's a sakona, there's no protection to the house, it's not a mitzvah. Rabbi Bishar Rav Yudo, if you did put it in the right place, a few lois simri. Even if you didn't put it with, you didn't stick it in with nails, if it's in the right place, it's good enough. Vatani v'usha simri, but he says another braiso, so you have to put masmei, you have to put needles. Omav yosef v'usha yichtoy lekin. Meaning if you put a stick and it was miyaked to be in the door, that's what stays, so you don't have to connect it with nails, the mezuzah is good enough in that stick. But if it's not miyuch lekach, you have to put nails. Chaim says that the Bach says the opposite. If it's a kvius, you should do masmeirim too. You should put in needles. If it's not kavua and you're going to move it, so you don't have to do masmeirim. And the Gemara says, "Shabes melavon ayu oisib ken be pul misoyers." This household, when they used to go to the war, so they used to have the stick with the mezuzah on the stick, so they could take it from place to place. Shmuel Oma nosto lifni mitevah psula. If you made a hole deeper than one tevah and put the mezuzah there, it's possible. Because the mezuzah needs to be in the outer part of the doorpost, and within the tefach, it's still good enough. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Megillah Daf Mem.